From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, fresh off unofficial referendum meant to challenge Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition is calling for a national shutdown Thursday.
Convocamos a todo el país.
National Assembly Vice President Freddy Guevara appealed to the whole country to take part in a massive nonviolent protest, a civic strike, he says, as a mechanism of pressuring the government. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's opposition-operated vote aimed at pressuring Mr. Maduro to call off a June 30 ballot. While falling oil prices have contributed to Venezuela's economic crisis, the opposition blames the socialist policies of the Maduro government as well. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
It stands out over the last 50 years as one of the sharpest drops in standards of living in a country that hasn't experienced civil war or some type of other military conflict, where we've seen the standard of living drop dramatically. People are having a hard time getting access to food and basic health care.
President Donald Trump Monday hailed Sunday's vote as a stand for democracy against a bad leader who dreams of becoming a dictator. Mr. Trump warned of strong and swift economic action if Mr. Maduro goes ahead with the vote. The Venezuelan leaders dismissed Sunday's vote as illegal and vowed to push ahead with his own vote as a way to pull the country out of its deep economic and social crisis. In Nigeria, at least 8 people were killed Monday when a female suicide bomber detonated explosives at a mosque in the northeast city of Maiduguri. Several others were wounded. 2 female suicide bombers were killed in separate incidents. No immediate claim of responsibility, but the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram has resorted to such tactics. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake measuring 7.8 in magnitude struck Monday off the east coast of Russia, prompting a brief tsunami warning. Another earthquake measuring 6.4 rattled the Pacific coast of southern Peru, part of the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire. The United Arab Emirates Monday denied hacking Qatar's state news agency. Anwar Gargash is the UAE's foreign minister.
Of course not. Of course not. And I think already our embassy in Washington has put these denials in place. And I think this is a crisis. And there's a lot of rumors and a lot of false news and stories, and, you know, this is going to die out. It's not true.
The Washington Post reported the U.S. intelligence officials became aware last week the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government news and social media sites. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism and have issued 13 demands for Doha to meet after severing diplomatic ties. Doha rejects the demands and denies the accusation. Muslims appear to have heeded calls to avoid entering the Haram al-Sharif compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, after Israel installed metal detectors at entrances following last week's attack that killed 2 policemen. Muslim protesters demonstrated Monday near the compound, which has been partially reopened. It includes the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
The Israeli police are continuing security measures in and around the area of the Temple Mount and the Old City in order to prevent any further incidents. The Temple Mount is open to visitors as of this morning, and security checks as well as the metal detectors are being implemented in the area to make sure that there are no suspicious individuals making their way inside the Temple Mount.
3 Israeli Arabs were killed in a shootout after the 2 policemen died. U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab rebels fought their way deeper into the Islamic State-held city of Raqqa Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the main fighting is concentrated in the southwestern neighborhood of Yarmouk. A Turkish court ordered the arrest of 6 human rights activists over accusations they aided an unnamed terror group. Reports indicate they allegedly helped Kurdish and left-wing groups, as well as supporters of exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating last year's failed coup. The Russian Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to lift a nationwide ban on the religious group Jehovah's Witnesses. The Justice Ministry has called for a halt to the group's activities, declaring it extremist. In Canada, military aircraft have been deployed to help firefighters battle wildfires in British Columbia that have forced some 40,000 people from their homes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.